Actually, I went to my attorney, and I had reason, just cause in a court of law to sue. And I'm sure with all the evidence that was out there in public that I would have won. And my attorney said I would have won in court. But I went to the Lord, and I said, what can I do? I don't know how many thousands of people have heard all of this stuff coming down against my name and my reputation. And he directed me to this scripture. He said, in scripture, no weapon that is formed against you, Darren, shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment, which was being done, you will condemn. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. I meditated on that scripture. I prayed in the Spirit. I prayed in tongues. I asked Holy Spirit, tell me how, since you've directed me to this scripture, tell me how that applies to my life. Well, there were also two pastors and a doctor involved in this situation. And the Lord said, I want you to go to them, and I want you to say this. And I'll tell you, this is so profound. We've taught this so many times, Barbara. He said, I want you to say this. I judge your words in righteousness. And leave it at that. Well, I want to tell you, God went to work. When I turned it over to him, I didn't get up and damn the people. I didn't curse the people. He said, the people aren't hurting you. It's the words hurting you. Mm-hmm. And words are alive. They have energy. And until they're put down, those words that are coming against you, they keep work. Those words just keep working against you. And so I said those words. I went to one man and I handed him what I had written out. I said, I judge your words in righteousness. And I went on to say, you have condemned me, you have maligned my character and my reputation and so on. He stood right there and lied to me. Now, he had a rather large church at the time, and it wasn't long before that church was closed. Another pastor, I didn't go to him directly, but I did go to his church site. And and he was real phony. He came, oh, Brother Darren, I love you so much. When only days before, in that same week, he'd been on the radio running me down by
That's
name.
Right, by name, yes.
And turning me over to the devil and doing all kinds of crazy things. So you can understand how serious this thing was. Well, the judge, his words in righteousness. He had a church of almost 1,000 and a day school of several hundred kids in a day school. In 3 months' time, that place was padlocked, out of business. The church was gone, the day school was closed, and that was all under his direction. The doctor that was coming against me was found to be cheating on some reports to the state about, it must have been some kind of welfare payment. And he spent several weekends in jail. God did not mess around. God judged these men.
And he judged their words.
He judged their words.
He really did. And that's what we're trying to tell you today in this message, that you don't have to come against the people. And when you give that over to the Lord and judge their words in righteousness, their words that have been lies, their words that have been threats, intimidations, that have not been truth. And even if they are truth, Darren, when we ask forgiveness for a sin that we have committed, God forgets that sin as far as the east is from the west. He remembers it no more. How dare we bring a brother or sister's sin up again? And that is what was happening. And it was going over the airwaves, and it was doing destructive things. And when we came against those words in God's righteousness, and here is a wonderful verse for that in Isaiah 45:23. And I would appreciate this if you would write this down along with Isaiah 54:17. These must become important verses for you. It says, I have sworn by myself. This is God speaking. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back. All who were angry at him shall be put to shame, and all the offspring of the Lord will be justified or cleared of a charge and will glory. I love that verse because it's God's righteousness that's going to go forth.
You know, when God was giving me this concept, he said, Psalm 115:16, he quoted that to me, the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lord actually said these words to me. He said, Darren, the earth belongs to man. Unless you give me words to work with, I am, in a sense, my hands are tied.
That's right.
I need you to speak out the words, and until you do that, I am powerless to come to your defense. Because I have said that every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you, Darren, will condemn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I condemn those words? Do I get up and just rant and rail and I'll say this is not fair and da 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 da? No, I have to judge those words and turn that judgment over to the Lord.
That's right.
So when I say
His righteousness,
I judge these words spoken against me in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, now God, you do whatever pleases you. You can do anything you want to do, or you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I put it in your hands. I'm going to trust you to take care of it.
Absolutely.
Now, right across the page, Isaiah 55:11 says this: "So shall my word be which goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." God is saying, if you do this, I'll take care of it.
That's right.
And I won't let this ceremony of judging those words fall to the ground lifeless. I'll take care of it.
Yes, and there is a confirmation in 2 Corinthians 10 about this. When we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And Darren, I believe so many people in the church have been doing warfare the wrong way. They've been in the flesh. They've been doing it in the physical. I've heard so many times people saying, well, I bind Uncle Bill, or I bind Aunt so-and-so, or I bind my dad from doing this thing to me anymore. We can't bind people. We don't have that authority to bind people. We bind the spirits that are operating in these people. And it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. Now, we're talking about weapons here in Isaiah 54 that are not of the flesh. They are of the Spirit. And they are saying, Father God, I'm going to let your righteousness rule here in this situation. I couldn't do this in the flesh anyway, Father. I could not. Sometimes we are so angry, we say, I couldn't threaten this man enough or this woman enough who's done all this wrong to me. And we can't. So the best thing we can do is bless them, forgive them, and say, Father God, I judge their words in righteousness, and you do the work here.
And you know, you really need to go into the courtroom of the universe and plead your case.
That's right.
Now, remember, praise this, God. Jesus is your advocate and your attorney. He's going to represent, and he's the high priest of your confession, according to Hebrews 3:1. You need to give him something to fight with.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give him word containers.
Mm-hmm. And our goal here, Darren, is to see this person turn around and repent.
Right.
We don't want these people who have been operating with these horrible spirits to go to hell. That is not our desire. Our desire to see change here, heart change.
What you want to do is get this operation, which is demonic, stopped, that's
yes,
coming against you.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Remember what we said earlier in this message. You got to make sure your heart's right.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get on your face before God and say, is there anything in my heart that I need to clean up here, that I need to repent of? Do I need to make restitution? Do I need to go to a friend and say, I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Have I operated in pride and anger and vengeance?
Like the other night, this brother came to you, and it was the first time you've seen him in probably 10 years, is it?
Probably 15 years.
He came up to you when you had people come down for prayer, and he says, I've had aught against you, and I believe your word said, well, will you forgive me? And it left him defenseless.
Well,
he didn't have anything to say.
I didn't have time up there to go into it, you know, in front of the audience. But I thought, man, brother, if you've got something against you, maybe I did legitimately harm you, and I need to ask your forgiveness.
That's right. If he had something against you, and it says that in Matthew, if you go to the altar to give your gift to God or your tithe, and you know that there's a brother who has aught against you, you may not have aught against him, but if you know that there's a strained relationship there, you leave your offering there at the altar, and you go and make peace with this brother.
Well, I like what it says in Matthew 16:19. You talked about binding and loosing a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's how important this binding and loosing is. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
That's not whoever.
No.
It's whatever.
Whatever.
That's
whatever.
Right.
And what we're talking about here is when a spirit comes to a person, and that person is deceived, and they come against you with a spirit of blasphemy. If you understand Scripture that you are clothed in righteousness, you understand that they're not picking on poor little you. They're coming against that covering on you. They're touching the anointing of God, and the Word plainly teaches, don't touch mine anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch that anointing. Well, don't get on your spiritual high horse and here and say, I'm so holy and everything. You shouldn't be messing with me. Judge their words in righteousness when you know your heart is clean before the Lord, and let God take care of it.
Oh, amen.
And God will take care of it. Believe me, trust me, that's a scriptural principle. And God watches over His word to perform it.
Amen.
So when you go with God's word, you're going with the let's say it this way, the rules, the regulations, the ways of God, and he will not allow those words to go out there without them getting the job done for you. Mm-hmm. You will be vindicated in this situation. That's what we're telling you.